T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A new study led by Washington State University found that even without nerves, plants can sense when something touches them and when it stops. Even though scientists are familiar with the concept of plants responding to human touch, the study shows it's actually the plant cell sending different signals when it's touched. For more on this, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Michael Knobloch, WSU Biological Sciences Professor and senior author of the study. Michael, thank you so much for your time.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so tell us about this study. Describe how these experiments worked.
Okay, so when you look generally at plants, you usually don't see much movement, right? What you see is something very quiet and undynamic. But when you look through a microscope, you see that there is a constant action within plant cells. There's quick movement of cellular components. There are connections to neighboring cells, and signals are sent through these connections, etc. So what we did, we know that calcium ions are a signaling component in plant cells, and a few years ago, colleagues generated a calcium sensor. So this sensor can be seen under the microscope and becomes brighter with increasing calcium levels inside the cell. So when we use these, when plants, for example, now send a calcium signal, you can actually see it under the microscope. This is what we used.
Is it limited to human touch, or what if plants touch each other too? Do you get the same response?
It is not limited to human touch. So what we actually used in our study is a microcantilever. So we used a glass capillary. It's a very small glass needle that is smaller than a human hair. And we used it to touch individual cells under the microscope. Mm. And what you see then is, what we first saw is complete chaos. So a ton of flickering was happening at the same time. And over time, we found out that it's actually two signals that overlay each other. So to explain that easier, just imagine you listen to two songs without knowing that these are two songs. It's chaos what you hear, right?
Wow.
But when we, over time, we understood that these are two overlaying signals, and then we touched and kept the touch on the plant, and we see so a beautiful signal generating. It's a wave of calcium running from one cell to the next. And after this wave dissipated, we released the pressure or the touch, and the next wave generated, and these two waves were clearly distinct from each other. So the second wave was much faster moving. It moved in different patterns and so on.
Does this mean, I know that plants don't have nerves, but could this be equated that they could possibly feel what we would describe as pain?
No, there's two different meanings to feel. The one thing is when I touch with my finger my arm, I feel it. The other thing is conscious feeling, so like anger or something like this is completely different meaning of feeling. So what they can do is sensing and sending signals and creating reactions. But our study does not find that there are actually feelings involved as we see it in feelings, emotional feelings or so.
So tell us, what can you do with your findings? What do you hope for the future?
Well, organisms do not create complex mechanisms for nothing. This is what we know. The next steps are simply to understand what the two different waves trigger within the plant. And what we do is basic research. So just imagine 200 years ago, somebody took some soil, extracted aluminum, and described exactly what aluminum does. And nowadays, we wouldn't have airplanes without this knowledge. What we do is basic research, and we try to understand how plants work. And maybe 20, 30 years down the road, this becomes very important in order to create new strategies for plant protection and so on.
Fascinating. Yeah, that's Professor Michael Knobloch, a Washington State University biological sciences professor and the author of a study taking a look at how plants respond to touch.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.